Homage to the essence of transcendent knowledge, the Bhagavati, thus have I heard. Once the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of the Vulture Peak Mountain, together with a great gathering of monks and bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One entered the Samadhi, which examines the Dharmas, called profound illumination, and at the same time Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the profound practice of transcendent knowledge, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then through the inspiration of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should those noble men and women learn who wish to follow the profound practice of transcendent knowledge? Thus he spoke, and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words, Shariputra, those noble men and women who wish to follow the profound practice of transcendent knowledge should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is emptiness. Emptiness itself is form. Form is no other than emptiness. Emptiness is no other than form. In the same way, feeling, perception, concept, and consciousness are emptiness. Thus, Shariputra, all dharmas are emptiness and have no characteristics. They are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure nor pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no perception, no concept, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no dharmas. There is no quality of sight, and so on until no quality of thought, and no quality of mind consciousness. There is no ignorance and no wearing out of ignorance, and so on until no old age and death nor their wearing out. In the same way, there is no suffering, no cause of suffering, no ending of suffering, no path, no wisdom, no attainment and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment for the bodhisattvas, they abide by means of transcendent knowledge. And since there is no obscurity of mind, they have no fear. They transcend falsity and pass beyond the bounds of sorrow. All the Buddhas who dwell in the past, present, and future, fully and clearly awakened to unsurpassed true complete enlightenment by means of transcendent knowledge. Therefore, the mantra of transcendent knowledge, the mantra of deep insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for there is no deception. The mantra of transcendent knowledge is proclaimed, Tayata Omgate Gate Paragate Parasamgate Bodhisoha Shariputra. This is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should learn the profound transcendent knowledge. Then the Blessed One arose from that Samadhi and praised the Noble Bodhisattva Mahasattva Avalokiteshvara, saying, well done, well done. Noble Son, it is so. It is just so. Profound transcendent knowledge should be practiced just as you have taught, and all the Tathagatas will rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and the Noble Bodhisattva Mahasattva Avalokiteshvara, that whole gathering in the world with its gods, men, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed Ones.